This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fourth of July weekend, everybody. I know that for many of you, this is just a continuation. You're already a couple of days into it. Have you seen fireworks already? I mean, you think of fireworks, and I was just looking at the decibels of fireworks. I saw a cool article about how many pounds of fireworks are imported each year in the United States, and it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 247.7 million pounds of fireworks imported between 2006 and 2021. Wow. I'm sort of not surprised by that. Everywhere I've lived, there's roadside fireworks that are sold. There are so many people that buy everything from sparklers to the cherry bombs to all of that that counts. And then the big shows would be added into this, and how much do they spend on fireworks? It's just a huge, huge thing. And 4th of July and celebrating our nation's birth is obviously very, very big. So once again, Kate Delaney at Fireworks Central in the Sunshine State, which is Florida, and there are a ton of people already and have been for the past 3 or 4 days setting off fireworks all around my neighborhood. Luckily, I have a dog, Guinness, the mascot of the show, who is not shivering and shaking and quaking and afraid of the sound of fireworks. And I was looking at how the sound affects you. Depending on the construction, they say, of fireworks, it exceeds 150 decibels. And that some reach 175 decibels. So who do we thank for this? The Chinese in 200 BC. Supposedly, they were the ones who had firecrackers first. But it wasn't really until 1,000 years after that that the alchemists in China developed fireworks, and that was AD 800. Okay, suffice to say, fireworks in some form have been around for a very, very long time. Okay, let's put it that way. So does it stress you out? What stresses you out? I mean, here we are in the holidays. You should be celebrating if you're not caught in an airport somewhere and you're waiting for some kind of, through some kind of a delay. Quickly, I saw this, that stress is ruining the lives of so many Americans. Nearly half of Americans believe they'll never feel stress-free again. So there was this poll of 2,000 people over the age of 30 that revealed 57% of you feel stressed more frequently now than you did 5 years ago. 47% live an unhealthier life because of the stress they experience. All right, the unhealthy life, I get it, because if you stress, you could be a stress eater. I could eat if I'm happy, if I'm stressed, whatever, but I think it's very common that when we're stressed, we look to eat. And I believe that some of the stress is because of the pandemic. It changed our lives. Some people lost jobs. Some people worried so much about their jobs. Some people could barely make ends meet because of the fact that they lost their job or that they had to take a salary cut or whatever happened. And then just the pure unknowns. What's going on here? Who do we believe? All of that we went through, that whole rigmarole, really affected a lot of people. And in the past 5 years, that would fall into that category. So how do you not feel stressed? I mean, there's a million ways. We have people on this show all the time talking about it. And coming up later this week, we're going to talk about ways you can de-stress. The holiday nightmare, though, is not one of them. United Airlines is just, I mean, they're the ones in the hopper. It's just absolutely terrible how many flights have been canceled and how many people are stuck. 1,500 journeys delayed or canceled. As of Monday morning, about 100 flights had been canceled. And the delays kept climbing. It's over 1,300. And we're talking 15 states from the Northeast to the Mid-Atlantic to the Southeast because partially the threat of severe weather. And what do you do with severe weather? You're stuck. I mean, that's part of the nightmare of traveling. You look at thunderstorms and hailstorms and whatever else that would add to the fiascos. And that's, you know, that's what you get. So the people are furious and the company is getting hammered. United, especially, like I said, with the cancellations, passengers stranded in airports, standing in long lines to rebook their flights, forced to wait days for checked luggage. And so what the airlines usually do is they offer you air miles. And some people are getting up to 30,000 air miles because of those long delays. And the terminals and the shots that I've seen of the terminals is so sad. Like out of Newark and so many other places, it's just like a bag farm. That's all you see is bags, 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 bags. And I think some people in the future are just, and maybe this is a smart thing, you book your vacation at a different time. You book those days around something else other than a holiday weekend. But it's easy to say that when you're getting paid and you're able to stretch it. Of course, why wouldn't you stretch it? So naturally, when you have the ability to do that, it seems obvious that, yeah, of course people have this extra day, these extra maybe 2 days with the 4th of July. So who can you blame? I would be doing the same thing, right? Different when you're an entrepreneur. All of us know that. If you're in the same boat as me, it's a whole different thing. All right, so air quality. So many of you sent me emails about air quality last week. We talked about it. We talked about what it was like in Minneapolis, in Chicago, in any city you can imagine in the Midwest almost, it seems, and in the West where you got hammered by it. Air quality has definitely improved since last week, but more than 500 fires continue to burn in Canada, more than half of them out of control. I checked today with the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center. They release all those statistics. So millions of you, millions of people, more than 20 million, acres, millions of people have been affected by the more than 20 million acres that have been charred by wildfires in Canada so far in 2023. And you look at the air quality and the data, and it changes depending on the day. I mean, it's tracked, and it just depends. You know, you get a green sticker, it's good. You get into the reds, unhealthy, the reds, red, very unhealthy when you're like at 300. If you're 300 plus, it's unhealthy. And a lot of cities, you know, faced that. Even in North Dakota, in some places in North Dakota, in Los Angeles and whatnot. But now, so far, the air quality is much better for most people who are in the United States. But beware, because there are still, as I said, those wildfires that are burning. So who's affected depends on where you live, and you just got to check that. And of course, we have it on the shows too, and I'll always be on top of that and announcing that. Follow up quickly here: Baltimore, that horrible shooting, 2 people killed, 28 others injured over the weekend at a block party. Baltimore investigators still searching for those suspects after that mass shooting. So sad. The oldest person affected by it was 34, the youngest 13. All right, coming up on this show, a conversation with Kathy Collins and Bill Cobb from Front Door about home maintenance. A lot of people are working on home maintenance projects right now. And also Kimberly Galante talking about food and snacks. She's with Dole. And coming up next, John Roberts. What an interesting story. Imagine you grow up and then you find out years later an innocent man was electrocuted for a crime he didn't commit. He's written an interesting book. So he's up next. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
He's the author of a book with Eyes Wide Open, The Execution of Quentin Marshall. We had a great off-air conversation before he joined us here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and wait till you hear this story. So, John, thanks for joining us.
I'm pleased to be here.
So let's talk about this novel. Let's talk about what happened here and how you decided to write this story.
Yeah, this is a story I've been waiting for a long time to write. It's actually sort of inspired by an actual incident that occurred in my hometown in South Carolina when I was a very young boy, and it sort of stuck in my head for a very long time. And it comes, the opportunity to write it came about as a result of work that I've been doing on systemic racism and trying to understand exactly how that process works, because my question was really about the how, more so than the what. And so I decided that looking at this case from that perspective would be a very interesting way of presenting this story, to try to understand how an innocent man can be taken into custody for a crime that he did not do and end up being electrocuted. And that's what happened in the case that I was talking about, because after 30 years following the incident that I experienced as a child, the actual killer actually came forth and confessed to the crime itself. So these are some of the issues that I was really trying to explore. And it was also a question of memory. You know, how do we remember these things, and how does it affect people in the community around it? I discovered that many of the people that I grew up with still talk about the case that happened then, because it was fairly traumatic.
Yeah, and you say in the book, in this story, Quentin Marshall is an African-American man who is falsely charged with raping and murdering the character Carly Andrews, who's a young white woman. So the town is shocked, all of that. It's this fictional town, like you say, that you created in South Carolina. And we're talking about the late 50s and early 60s. So imagine that, that time period. And you said it, you know, you're talking about death in the electric chair. And what happens to your character? What does the character go through knowing he's innocent?
Well, it's fairly dramatic. One of the things I try and capture by using multiple narrators in the story and the people who are sort of involved with the situation from different parties is that sort of community reaction. He is isolated from that community once he's taken into custody, and they cannot help him. They can only try to provide perspective on what he's potentially going through and the reasons for that. I mean, the story is set in the year 1958 begins. The incident occurs in my story in 1958, which is 3 years after the Emmett Till incident in Mississippi, for example. Mm-hmm. And this was an incident that African-Americans all over the country, especially in the South, were very much aware of. And it impacted the way in which they thought about what was going to happen here. They were, even as a child, I remember the sense of fear that sort of permeated the community during that time. As these things were coming out about what this man was happening to it, there were very specific kinds of incidents that got reported out about the what he was going, what was happening to him, that I can sort of vaguely remember happening, that I try to incorporate into the story to show how what a lack of sense of control that people had, because it just wasn't about him. It was his family, others around him, who were dramatically affected by what happens in a situation like that.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading your story?
Well, I hope that people understand a little bit better what people are talking about when they talk about systemic racism, for example, that it is the idea of racism being embedded in the system. But that has to be activated by people who act on the beliefs that come out of that system. And that racism itself is a system. It's a system of beliefs about what other people are like, which sort of is almost automatically operationalized when something happens that triggers those beliefs. It's almost like any belief system is, it's only meaningful when something happens that seems to reflect the truth of that belief. And this is what happens with racism in this instance, that because there is this sort of belief in the country about black men in particular and white women, when something happens, black men automatically sort of become a target for of the system itself. And this is what happens with the character of Quentin Martin. He becomes, from almost the beginning, the sheriff believes that he is the perpetrator. They're actually talking to the actual perpetrator, but they never really take the time to explore that. He only talks to him to try and prove that Quentin actually did the crime. And, you know, this is sort of an unfortunate part of how racism impacts particular individuals.
It's such a powerful novel. And I'd be remiss not to mention that you have an incredible academic background, places that you taught and where your various degrees are from. Mm-hmm. You know, a professor at the University of Missouri, also at Penn, not far from where I grew up. And, you know, in looking in your background, at one point, and we're talking about at Penn, you were the director of the Afro-American Studies program for 8 years. What was that like, and what did you learn from the students?
Well, the students have an incredible thirst for knowledge and understanding of, you know, the history of their country. And from my particular vantage as a scholar of African American studies, they really want to understand the impact of race on our society, and some of the continuing issues that it raises in our society. And I always sort of enjoyed working with students, especially as a folklorist and, you know, somebody who's really interested in race and culture from a community perspective, from sort of a grassroots perspective, and helping people understand that some things that seem so abstract when you simply talk about them as sort of issues from a human community-based perspective, these are really very sort of impactful issues on people's lives, the way in which people live their lives. So I always really enjoy working with young people because there's a kind of curiosity that I think people don't really understand because they're trying to figure out the world anyway, and all of these other things that are these things that that adults sometimes think they have a handle on, are for students, you know, really sort of intriguing issues.
Yeah. Do you think it's about more conversation compared to when you first started off in your journey academically and then what you've taught to where we are now?
Yes, not necessarily good conversation.
Yeah.
At this point, the conversation has become very problematic because I think some of the basic understandings that we need to solve some of these problems has somehow been lost or diffused or misunderstood. It seems like every day I hear about something happening where I say, you know, has the world gone crazy? Because it's a kind of madness, especially around the issue of race. The whole issues around, you know, the DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, as to why, you know, that concept has become so ingrained in how we do things, especially institutionally. And people are saying, well, you know, we don't need that anymore. So to me, that, you know, that's sort of really misguided in terms of getting us to a point in which diversity, equity, and inclusion is something that we don't have to talk about. But until we get to that point, we still need those institutions, those conversations going forward.
Yeah, it's interesting. That could be the hashtag, lost, diffused, or misunderstood. It's interesting. Your novel really brings a lot of things to light. With Eyes Wide Open, The Execution of Quentin Marshall, John W. Roberts. You can look up all of his work. You just go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed the conversation.
Forgotten thrones, seven of dance lines.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Travelers are still dealing with headaches and long lines at airports during this 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reporting over 1,800 flights have been delayed so far today. Newark Liberty, JFK International, and Houston Bush Intercontinental Airport are experiencing the most delays as of earlier today. Following a weekend mass shooting at a block party, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott claims the city is gearing up to keep residents safe on July 4th.
We are gearing up every resource at our disposal from BPD, Monsey, the mayor's office of neighborhoods, and all of our community engagement partners as we work to ensure that we have a safe 4th of July as always.
The block party shooting left two people dead and several dozen wounded. Thanks for listening. Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And repairs, we know it takes time, it can be costly, and it's becoming challenging for a lot of us to find the right person, the right pro. It's summertime. There are people working on fixing up things in their house. It's a big time to do that, and you've got a list of, I'm sure, to-dos to tackle on your home. So I can't tell you how excited and how timely this is for me and for all of you that we have Front Door CEO Bill Cobb and CMO Kathy Collins, who are here to share this is really cool, this one-of-a-kind feature available through a newly launched home maintenance repair app. I always say there's an app for everything. I need it. And it can guide us through everything from plumbing, electrical, HVAC, and so many other things that we're dealing with. And also they have this cool survey that they just did of homeowners that reveals the biggest repair challenges that many of us face. So thank you so much, both of you, Bill and Kathy, for coming on.
Wow, what an opening, Kate. You just handled the whole thing for us.
So let's start with the repairs. What are the top challenges homeowners face? And I guess you both can tackle that.
You bet.
Sure, Kathy, why don't you go first?
So first off, there are so many challenges for homeowners, right? Everything to your point, Kate, when you least expect it, something's going to go wrong. So the beauty of the Front Door app is that we have actually hired a team of experts in the area of heating and cooling, appliance repair, plumbing and electric, and we also have a handyman category. So we've hired these people. The idea is when something goes wrong in your home, you go onto the app And within minutes, you are connected to an expert in the category that you need. So in real time, you are going to be face-to-face through a video chat technology to actually show that expert what is going on. He or she will walk you through a fix. And if they aren't able to walk you through a fix, they might be able to tell you what part you need. Or worst case, they will send you a list of vetted, pre-qualified contractors in your area to help you get that done. So it's all in real time. Those experts are standing by to help people with whatever home needs they may have.
And Kate, if I could, let me brag on the experts that we've hired for a second. They have 20 years of experience. They are master plumbers, master electricians. It's all the trades, plumbing, electrical, heating and cooling, appliances. We even have a handyman group. And these are people who have been on the road, climbing under houses, climbing under sinks. They're so happy to be working from their home. And they're there available to help you right now, if you will, with whatever issue you have. And it's specific to your needs. That's a great thing about this. You don't have to search for a YouTube video. You can go right to show the former contractor, the expert, exactly what your issue is.
Wow. I love that. The real-time aspect is great. So this is continuing that. What are the most important types of repairs that homeowners should actually address during the summer months, Bill? Because I said it, I have a list, and people may have a different list from me, but what should we really tackle now?
Well, here's the great thing about this app is it's for both repair and maintenance. So right now, from a maintenance perspective, heating and cooling is top of mind as things get hot down there in St. Petersburg. And so you got to change your filters. But there are other things you should do, like your refrigerator. Does the door close all the way, or is it off balance? Because our experts can help you balance it out or teach you how to put a new seal on it. You want to get your dryer vents cleaned every 3 or 4 months. Get them blown out so that happens through there. And, of course, there's a simple one. Replace your batteries on your thermostats or smoke detectors, of course. Those are the things you can do maintenance-wise. So we have all the tips on that and how to do that. But then we also do the specific repair work or the specific repair help that we have for whatever the issue that you're facing.
I just wrote this down. Dryer vents cleaned. I don't remember the last time I had that done. So, all right, that's on my list. Thank you, Bill. You added to my list. So, Kathy, let's talk about the latest tech, the resources that we're talking about here that can help us for guidance on addressing home care and maintenance that Bill was just talking about. Is there a digital toolbox, I guess, mm-hmm. of sorts?
Yeah, so actually, it's all contained within the Front Door app. So once you're in the app, you have a number of options. You can go pull up content for those maintenance tips that Bill was just talking about. You can connect with an expert and do that video chat. And like I said, there are one of three outcomes with that video chat. Either we will walk you through the fix, we will tell you what part you need to get it fixed, or we will send you a list of vetted contractors in your area to fix it for you. So it's really a toolbox of how much help do you need. It's all done through the app, and it's all done in real time. Again, so you mentioned this, but time is so precious for people, and the last thing they want to do is spend their whole day trying to find somebody to get something fixed for them. So it's all there. There are also some discounts on appliances and systems that are within the app. So there's other things, but at the heart of it is really that video chat with the expert.
Yeah.
And Kate, let's tell you about our newest offering. It's called Front Door Premium. It's in about half the markets in the U.S. So a lot of the major markets that listen into you have this. It's an annual membership. It's a complete home service plan where you have actual coverage of your repairs for electrical appliances, plumbing, or heating and cooling. We'll come out and fix things for you. It's $29 a month through the end of July. The other thing is about 1 in 15 people every year need a new heating and cooling system. And because of the strength of our relationships with the manufacturers, we're able to do a great up to 50% discount on a new system for you. So there's a lot of elements to the Front Door Premium product that I'd encourage your listeners to go to our website or the app and sign up for.
Ooh, 50%, that's a great discount. Kathy, I said this at the top that you have some results from a new survey of homeowners that reveal what our biggest repair challenges are. What are the biggest challenges?
Well, the biggest challenges, again, fall within people just don't know what to do. So in a lot of cases, what they do is they put it off and they just deal with the squeaky door, or they deal with the, you know, the grumbling garage door opener or whatever it is, because they're not sure where to go and what to do. So that was our first kind of response to that challenge, was let's give them one place to go to get all of their problems solved. So that's the number one thing. The second thing is, again, people just aren't really sure what they what's required in terms of maintenance in their home. So within the app, we decided to provide maintenance tips throughout the year. There are also email campaigns and that sort of thing once you're a member, that we make sure you're remembering to do those things, to blow out your vents, to change your filters, whatever it is, change your batteries, just to make sure that your home is in the best shape possible. So we're learning a lot. There's things within the home that we get calls about, you know, mold. I think I have mold in my house. What do I need to do? So we've got that handyman category where we have people who can answer some of those questions. How do I get wallpaper off? I mean, we've seen really a wide range of issues and questions. So we're hopefully able to help people. Just if we can't fully respond, we can at least get them to a better place.
Oof, that's great. So last question. This is a layup, Bill, for you. Where do we go to learn more?
Frontdoor.com, or you can go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the app. It's free to download. Download it, a couple of lines of information, and you're ready to go.
Love it. Bill Cobb, CEO, Front Door. Kathy Collins, CMO, Front Door. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, so they gave me some ideas for real. The one thing was the vents. I haven't done anything with the vents in like a year. And the other thing is, there some way I could make sure I keep black racers out of my yard? Black racers are a snake, and I think they really like my yard because I've seen a bunch of them, and I am not a snake fan. This is a snake that won't hurt you, and it's good for keeping other critters out of yards, so it's not a bad snake. But seeing that little snake that can get long slither across my driveway right in front of my feet today, and the dog looking at me, not even barking, just looking right up at me like, huh? It was frightening. I don't know that anything that they had to offer would work there, but I guess that's just part of what you have to put up with, right? And if you're not doing the do-it-yourselfer things and fixing up your house, or maybe in between, maybe you picked up this new hot sport, although it's been around for a while. A lot of people, and I guarantee there's people in this audience doing it, playing pickleball. And I saw a wild stat, and I'm not surprised because I had a friend that was injured playing pickleball, my friend Sherry Barth, who was turned into be a pretty decent player and had to have shoulder surgery. But there's just this kind of surprise surge in how many injuries, and it's costing like supposedly $500,000 as far as injuries are concerned. It's just this wildly popular game, which is a cross between tennis, ping pong, and badminton. And it started to get a little traction in 2020, even though it was around before that. And now it's really surged. There's about 8 to 10 million players that are playing it on a regular basis. In fact, a lot of tennis courts are being used for pickleball, being converted to pickleball in cities and suburbs and smaller areas. And what happens is you get a lot of fractures, a lot of wrist and lower legs that get hurt. And a lot of older people play pickleball. So that accounted for 90% of the patients being treated for pickleball injuries. And I can tell you, I've seen a lot of people where I am playing the game. You know, you can tell because they move in closer. It's a little bit different than tennis. So watch out for those injuries. He has another job, and filling the shoes of Pat Sajak might be tough. Who's the mystery man taking over the wheel? That and other fun things next.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
There's no question about it. Snacks, 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 snacks. And I do get this hangry thing, and I know some of you do too. We've talked about it actually on the show. So how can we get smart about snacking and really crush our crazy cravings with healthy snack alternatives? Kimberly Galante, Head of Innovation for Dole Packaged Foods, is here to join us. And I am seriously excited to have her with us with all her knowledge and what the products are. This is going to be great. Kimberly, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Kate. Great to be here.
So, you know, snacking, a lot of Americans snack, right?
Well, absolutely. More 90% of adults snack at least one time per day, once or more per day.
Once or more. So then that begs the question, what types of ingredients should we be looking for in a healthy snack?
Great question, Kate. The rule that I like to live by is simple as best. So I'm looking for the fewest number of ingredients that I know. And that I can actually pronounce. And then, of course, you know, you want to stay away from artificial ingredients as well as processed sugars in order to have a healthy, nutritious snack.
Yeah. This is my family, definitely, just chips and trying to get away from chips and wrestling with the whole thing about chips. What is it about unhealthy snacks like chips that come in so many crazy varieties that make them so craveable?
Well, yes, it's definitely the salt and the oil that's in those snacks, right? Highly processed snacks, potato chips, you know, are up there. And that is kind of what keeps you coming back, right? That taste and that texture from those unhealthy ingredients. Well, that's why it's so important to have those alternatives out there that you can reach for, like Dole Good Crunch, We are super simple. Root is the first ingredient. It's really the only ingredient. We do have one item, though, you know, for those adventurous foodies. If you like a little heat, we've got one with a little bit of chili spice. But again, fruit is the first ingredient. Very simple, very clean.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, as I said this, I was so excited to have you on. You're the head of innovation for Dole Packaged Foods. Certainly, you've seen a lot of different changes in the industry in 21 years. Are you excited about all these new products, all these product launches, of course, that Dole has had and the things that are out there in the time that you've been with Dole?
I am. It's a labor of love. You know, like you said, I've been with Dole for 21 years, and I've seen the innovation space evolve. What's great, though, is fruit is still a constant, right? Because we know fruit is healthy, it's delicious, it's sweet. So we strive to make sure that fruit is in everything that we do. And then we're offering different formats, different, you know, convenience has also become super important over the years with, you know, more people on the go. So, you know, we want to make sure that we have that. Dole Good Crunch, again, very easy. Pop it in your bag, you know, snack on it throughout the day. So that's what we try to do.
Yeah, I like that Dole Good Crunch. And so people are listening to this, and they're listening to this as the healthy options. Where can we learn more?
Great question, Kate. The best place to go is DoleSunshine.com, where you can learn more about Good Crunch and what's inside of this tasty product, but I think more importantly, what's not inside this product.
Yeah, there you go. So then you know those ingredients, definitely. Kimberly Galante, Head of Innovation, Dole Packaged Foods, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. It's been great being here.
Max, one of my things to do now is, because you all know this, I mean, it's so tough, right, the chip thing. You get chips and it's like that old thing about that saying nobody can eat just one potato chip. No one can eat a Lay's, one Lay's potato chip. It could be any potato chip. And she's right. She knows her thing, her deal, of course, and the salt and what's on the chips. And just deadly. And it's just about getting better snacks because it's easy to do. Let's face it, right? And just chop it up. And that's what I've done lately. I just chop up apples and whatnot, and I am certainly no dietitian or over-the-top health nut, but it is those little tweaks that absolutely help. I'll tell you what, if you are going on a trip and you're at the airport, a good thing to remember is to pack a couple of those snacks because you never know how long you might be waiting. There were 1,400 flights that were canceled because of severe weather that hit the East Coast. So while the South was dealing with the insane heat, the storms were crazy. New York, Connecticut, South Carolina. There was a twister that somebody recorded, the tornado that was in the Midwest, that the video to me is some of the most incredible video I have ever seen of it. You could, you know, whatever search engine you have, you can find it. It was in Indiana. And what a trail of destruction it left behind. Whoever got this video, I mean, it's almost like they were right on top of it. And you could see all this debris. You could almost identify some of the crazy things in the debris from this tornado during this tornado activity just the other day on Sunday near Greenwood, Indiana, is the place where it happened. And it was all over social media because, of course, people saw it and then started to spread it. But it's unbelievable that more people weren't killed or hurt. One person did die. There were dozens of homes that were destroyed from this tornado. Especially there was like RV campers and other things that were ripped to shreds. And you had in Arkansas two people who were killed when a tree fell on a mobile home. They had some bad weather there, too. Same thing with a tree toppling in Georgia. But the weather for so many people, the wet stuff, a little bit of hail in some places. You had almost 300,000 people without power across Tennessee and Kentucky and Arkansas and Georgia and Michigan with these really crazy, rough storms. And in the Northeast, New York, Western New York, especially New Jersey, Delaware, just ping pong size hail, gusting winds up to 70 miles an hour, and that lightning. And the lightning is the thing. You start to hear the thunder booms, and the lightning is the thing that's sometimes so shocking, where it can catch people off guard and they don't know what to do. And they're in the middle of this storm, and they're out in the wide open somewhere. And I'm in a lightning area, and I'll tell you, I immediately pay attention to the second I hear any kind of thunder. There was a convenience store that was very close to my house that was just struck by lightning last week, and it knocked everything out in the store. So the store was shut down for the day. They had to get rid of some of the food inside because they didn't get to it fast enough and blocked off the pumps and everything else. And it was just dark. They couldn't get power back, any of that, because it had fried everything. It was a direct hit. And sometimes people think that when they're in their house, they're totally safe. But there are stories, and this happened in my neighborhood too, where somebody was washing dishes and got blown across the room because their hands were in the water, and the house took a direct hit. And something about that led to that. Boy, that would freak you out, wouldn't it? I mean, the person was fine, really shook up, and a little bruised, but luckily that was all. And so you forget about that when you think with these storms, okay, well, I'm inside, so I'm sure I'm fine, but that's not always true. And boy, oh boy. I mean, of course, better than being out in the wide open, but I have seen that, and I know some people were dealing with lightning in this audience, because I've gotten some of those emails from you, and lately there seems to be more incidents. It's the same as it was. It's, you know, it's storms and where you could get hit and all of that. But there's more stories I'm starting to see, because people are talking about it. Narrow misses, or something happens in a house, or something else because of the power of the lightning and where it hit, what kind of a direct hit a house perhaps even, you know, took. So that severe lightning is the thing to be very, 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 very careful of. Something else that we talk about this time of year is mosquitoes. 4 in Florida, 1 in Texas have been reporting a mosquito-borne illness. And this is where malaria cases have been reported. Boy, that's pretty scary, isn't it? All the people, though, have been treated and have recovered, so that is the good news. The precautions, just spray, spray, spray when you're in an area with high mosquito populations, and wear long pants and shirts when possible during sunrise and sunset. I mean, listen, this is part of the deal. This is mosquito time, certainly across the country. People are dealing with that. All right, the music means we got to say adios for this hour anyway. My friends, please be safe, be sane. And for goodness sake, be happy. This is the way.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.